Support for the homemade broadcast on Sunshine 96.7 FM WMTB comes from Truvie Salon and Spa in St. Petersburg. Located at 8908 4th Street North, Unit B, Truvie Salon and Spa offers hair care products and salon services by appointment only. Find out more about Truvie Salon and Spa at their website, truviesalonandspa.com.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
We, as Americans, have the capacity now, as we've had in the past, to do whatever needs to be done to preserve this last and greatest bastion of freedom. In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
Hi. First time listener, first time caller. This message is for Will. Screw you, asshole. Eat cum and fry ice.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
I'm Bert Kreischer, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4... 3, 2, 1. It is
the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio, on RadioSt.Pete.com and Sunshine 96.7 FM here in downtown St. Petersburg. Welcome back to the show. My name is Will Koontz. I'm the host. Anna Hummel's here. Get a hold of us, 813-693-2124. Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man, and Anna's Anna Hummel Radio. Welcome back to the program. Hope you're okay. Everybody's fine still, thank God. Anna, you just said you were motivated by me to work out, and I feel very prideful in that fact because I am an inspiration. And I gave you some Monday motivation this morning that I was back out there, boozed all weekend, stimulated the economy to a great degree with my Biden bucks that I got from Papa Joe Biden personally. He sent him directly to my Venmo from his Venmo.
Well, that's so
and
nice
he said,
him.
Go get stone crab. Mm. Go pay $70 for stone crab. And I said, okay.
Was that a meal you had by yourself?
It was a meal I had with a friend. My friends went with me to get stone crab this weekend.
Stone crab is a delicacy.
Delicacy. It was a great treat.
Is it? Can I ask questions about said stone crabs?
Absolutely. I'm an expert now.
Do you eat just the legs?
You eat the claws of the stone crab.
Right, because it's, okay.
They're big honking claws. These things were ginormous. There was three of them. They cost $70.
How big is the crab?
It's probably about, I would say, what? How much is that? 7 inches long, 8 inches long, somewhere around there.
And that's the claw or just the whole crab?
That's the claw.
Okay, wow, that's pretty big.
It is big. And that actually wasn't the biggest ones they had. I only got the jumbos, and they had a gargantuan one that was 80 $85, I believe it was, for two.
Three pairs of claws.
Two claws for the gargantuans. So they must have been quite a bit larger, even.
Is it good? Was it delicious?
It was really good. Yeah, I don't know if I'll do it again, but Papa Joe said, go stimulate the local economy. So I did. I knocked out a good portion of my Biden bucks this weekend on eating, drinking. Yeah, I really am a hero. I'm an inspiration. And I, you know, I made sure that I stimulated the local economy. I had to go. Last week, I talked about how I ruined my mother's birthday. I'm not going to bore everybody with that again. I'll tell you off this podcast. And if you want to hear the story, it's at the end of this last podcast it was on. But I had to replace flowers. I got her. Those flowers there are I originally got for her. Oh. But I kept them because I wanted to be an ass. Yeah.
As a reminder, and those flowers will eventually die, as flowers do.
They will die. They will die.
Much like our parents will die.
They will also be dead. Yes. I kept them because I thought about leaving them on her doorstep, but I thought that was petty and mean to do that. Everybody else was saying, well, why didn't you do that? It would have been nice, you know, because we got in a fight or whatever. You can go listen to other podcasts if you want to hear it. And I thought I was being a jagoff if I left the flowers, so I kept them, so I had to replace them, so I went to a nice florist, and I paid $65 for some real flowers to go to her house, and she got them today, olive branch to her, and she responded with a text message and said that she loves me, so we're back on good terms.
Okay, good.
We're in good graces.
Did you call her, or did she call you?
She didn't call me, she texted me.
That was it, that was all, the only...
That's fine.
Sort of correspondence you got.
Didn't need a phone call. I appreciated it, and I think we're back. We're cool again.
Okay, that's good.
She told me to get out of her life, but now she's I'm back in. Okay. So that's good. That's all I asked for. I called my stepfather because I didn't have the address. This is how terrible of a human being I am. I didn't have my parents' address, so I had to call. I texted my stepdad. He didn't answer, so I thought maybe he's mad at me by proxy.
Sure.
I called him, though, and he was fine. I was just talking to him like normal. I was like, yeah, how's it going? What are you up to? You know, doing that whole thing. And I was like, oh, I just called to get your address. He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, gave it to me. He goes, yeah, started a new job. And he's just talking to me. So I was like, oh, okay, so he's not mad. That's good.
Did he even know? Did you even
I don't know.
Address what happened?
He may not have known. I'm assuming he did, but he also knows that my mother is... mentally ill. So,
but I heard that he is as well.
Well, he's got his own things. Yeah, everybody's got their own things. I don't think that anybody's diagnosed, but my mother is. I don't think he would be, but he's yeah. So I talked to him. I got the information, got the address, which I already lost. I went to put it in my phone, so I didn't have to ask again. Mm. But I'm pretty sure it's in the garbage somewhere. I just threw out, you know, paperwork and stuff that I had laying around. So things are good. I stimulated the local economy.
That's good.
Mom's not mad at me anymore.
We went to a fantastic show last night.
I went to a fantastic show. I stimulated your economy as well with a Louis C.K. ticket.
Thank you so much.
And two bottles of water from Side Splitters Comedy Club. Louis C.K. made a surprise appearance.
A drop-in.
Which he does. He has to do now because he is canceled. And he needs to still perform his comedy. So what he does is he sells these $20 seats, goes around, tours around the country, and works out new stuff. I think he was pretty early on in the process by the show last night. Still hilarious, still better than most of the comedians out there.
Oh, easily. Yeah. Yeah. Probably not the best I've seen it, but like you said, it sounded like it was something in the works. Mm. I watched Sincerely Louis C.K., the special that he did last time. Phenomenal. And we saw most of that.
When
he was working it out at Side Splitters and McCurdy's in Sarasota.
Right. I have a feeling this was, like I said, fairly early on in his writing process. But it's still a great show. I like that Side Splitters is a great club. I took an opportunity yesterday to air some grievances with BT, the owner of Side Splitters Comedy Club.
Okay.
Major grievance for me is, you've never been in the men's bathroom, I'm assuming, of Side Splitters Comedy Club.
I have not, no.
Side Splitters Comedy Club. I don't know what the capacity is. I would say a couple hundred people. Yeah, something like that. They have two urinals and one stall.
That's more than the girls have.
Oh,
you
really?
You just have two stalls. So
two stalls.
You can have three people urinating and or taking a dump.
Yeah.
Well, not taking a dump. You understand. Mm-hmm. But we only have two stalls. That's it.
Correct. Correct. So the urinals, however, are you familiar with how urinals work? Usually there's a divider in between the urinals.
Oh.
No divider at side splitters.
Are they like facing each other?
They're not facing each other. They're right next to each other. You got one, two, and then a sink where people wash their hands.
Okay. Where
and
people just, also peeing in the sink.
I'm sure some people have had. I don't know. I'm sure some people have. It's one of the things that humiliates me as a man, but I am what people would call pee shy. And when people are around, even with the dividers, like if I hear noises behind me, hard to get urine out.
Okay.
Won't come
I'm
out.
I'm exactly the same way.
Yeah, well, and I think it's probably because we're both high on the neuroticism scale, probably.
Wonder, yeah.
And it's one of my biggest failures, I think, as a man. Failures. I'm really
heavy.
Upset. Back in the day, I told BT, I said, look, what do we got to do? Because he came in there to pee when I was leaving. I said, what do we have to do here to get the divider?
Like a GoFundMe.
Yeah,
like
can we do that? Can I donate to make this happen? Because I want to come
donate
here more
your
often.
Stimulus check to some dividers.
It's just a piece of plywood or something. And he says, I'm not doing it. I'd like the camaraderie. And I think he was joking, but also maybe not. I couldn't really tell.
He likes the camaraderie of group. Like,
I guess. Yeah. So, and I said, well, why don't you just get a trough then? You know, do the trough. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
That's what the 90s, that's all. And that was, even as a child, that was such a nightmare scenario, having to go in those things at sporting events or whatever. Now, they're probably the most convenient way
sure.
to do it.
Disgusting. It
you
reminds
just find
me of
a
prison,
hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, you find a hole, you take your penis out, and you know, just start making pee-pee. It's just the most uncomfortable place to be. I mean, you're elbow to elbow
you
with
know,
somebody.
Can we unpack this a little bit further? It seems like women, now I'm not making any grievances about the bathroom only having two stalls, because I realize that, like, in terms of side splitters, most of the people that go there are probably male. It's probably a male dominated club most nights.
I don't know. I think a lot of couples go too.
Couples go, but I'd say even like last night, you look around and it was majority men. There were certainly women there.
Yeah.
But I would say that most of the time, like, I've seen groups of guys go to side splitters. I've never seen groups of girls go to side splitters. Mm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But I mean, it seems like men, and this is kind of just an observation after what you said about the urinal, like, men's privates are like whatever. Like, you just have to put it on display and like be okay with it.
Mm.
Which seems kind of unfair, because we get a whole we get basically a room to ourselves,
yeah,
where the door is shut. We can do whatever, you know, if you taking a one, you taking a two, whatever. There's just a lot of privacy involved. It's not like I'm gonna pull out, you know, and no one's gonna see like my or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but guys, it just seems like you gotta just pull it out and kind of be cool with it.
Yeah. And if not, you're kind of, you know, a wuss.
Yeah,
if you're not cool with
it. Pants.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's yeah,
I understand that I have female privilege where I have more privacy than you.
Which is weird, because girls also have women have a social bonding of going to the restroom together. Guys don't go, hey, I'm going to the bathroom, would you like to come with me?
Right.
Girls do that all the time.
Absolutely.
Which is a thing that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, bathrooms are, it's weird. And I just would like to implore BT, if he somehow hears this, that I will help contribute to the divider fund for Side Splitters Comedy Club with my
now,
Biden bucks.
We were at the club maybe 10 minutes, and it seemed like you were given the same message about three or four times by different people.
Yes.
About how you're a piece of
yes.
shiz with a Z.
Yeah. Well, so I got an email that Louis C.K. was going to be there at the club, and I went, oh God, and I jumped on it, panicked, went to the website, and normally, since I don't really have any friends, I just grabbed two tickets, and I figure I'll get somebody to go with me. This will be a show that somebody wants to see. I didn't really think, you know, too far ahead about this, but, you know, you would want to go. Also, Johnny B would love to go. And I grabbed two tickets, didn't really think about it. Actually, the first purchase I made was declined because the seats were gone that I had selected.
That's how fast they were going.
That's how fast they were going. So I just was in panic mode and grabbed two tickets. And then Johnny, we were covering for the morning show last weekend, and I meant to tell him, and I kind of just forgot too. He goes, "Hey, did you know that Louis C.K. is going to be here this weekend?" I said, "Yeah, I got tickets." And he went, "How many tickets did you get?" And I said, "I got two tickets." And he went, "Oh, you didn't get me one?" I went, "Oh, God. No, I didn't." And I explained to him that I just panicked. He goes, "Well, I got you one," which he did. He got me one when he was in service.
Got us one.
Yeah. He bought a table, which I thought about doing. I don't know why I didn't do that, because I have Biden bucks.
Yeah.
I'm able to purchase. I'm hood rich right now. Yeah, absolutely. And I could have easily spent that money and got a table. And I wasn't thinking, and I felt absolutely terrible. And I was shamed, rightfully so, by Johnny, by BT at the club,
the owner.
And I walked in and handed him my ticket. He goes, "Hey, how's it going?" I go, "Good." And he goes, "Hey, I got a message from Johnny B for me." And it was F you.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. But we did see Johnny. Johnny was able to get in. He went on Friday, and he was also at the show.
I saw him, yeah.
And I went and talked to him for a minute. And I think I really did hurt his feelings, which I'm...
I think you did, too.
Yeah. And I don't really know what to do about it. I think I just have to wait for it to pass. I'm sure he'll get over it, but...
Do you think that maybe we can brainstorm and you can... Is there something you can get him to show that, like, listen, I just wasn't thinking?
Well, it is his birthday, too. This would have been
the 29th.
This would be a good opportunity to...
really?
I could have got him a ticket and said, "That's a happy birthday." Although he didn't get me anything for my birthday.
Okay.
But so do I have to get him something for his birthday?
Well, you did a wrong ditty, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's not about his birthday. It was about he got you the Louis C.K. tickets when he came to Sarasota.
Yeah. And I don't even think he made me pay for them either. I think he just got them. I can't remember. Oh, you did? Then maybe I did,
I'm
too.
I'm sure you paid him, too. But the fact that he thought of us and got them.
Right. That's part of the problem. Yeah. So I feel I'm still trying to work through. I think he's fine. You know, he's a forgiving person.
He is.
But I do feel bad because that was a slap in his face.
Not to make you feel worse, but may I?
Oh, of course.
he hosts us often when it comes to holidays and get-togethers, and he really goes all out. So
correct.
Maybe we can brainstorm and do something for his birthday. He's going to be 49, I want to say.
That sounds right. 48 or 49. I keep teasing the... one of my things is to keep calling him 80 years old, 70 years old.
Right.
It gets higher and higher every time. But I think he is pretty close to his big 5-0, which is not, I don't think it's this year, but probably next year.
I think it's next year.
Yeah. So that's a big one for him. So definitely next year. Now, I had an idea of doing, we would have to work out the logistics of this just because of our work situations, but doing one of these, a live podcast with us three.
Mm-hmm.
Either after a comedy show of Johnny's or do the podcast first and then have a comedy show.
Unrelated to either one of the programs.
Be totally separate of all of that. It would be no promotion from
either side.
Either side, which means that Johnny would have to take care of the promotions with his 10,000 Twitter followers. But that would be a cool thing. Or maybe even do it as a surprise. Do a surprise podcast. I feel like, though, maybe a surprise would be bad because I feel like people would need to be interested in that. If you're not expecting it, it might be what is this?
If they're b-holes, if they're fans of Johnny B and they listen to him on the radio, they'd probably be excited. But they'd probably be excited to see me.
I think they would be excited to see you as well. I think we'd be getting the band back together. Maybe we could even get the other guy to come in. No, okay. All right.
No, thank you.
Fair enough. I tried.
No, I'm good.
But having the band back together for one night, I thought it was fun. You agreed. I don't know. I mentioned it to Johnny one time. He said it would be impossible to do. So I don't know. I don't know. I think if I explained it to him, though, I think it could work. And if it was at an independent venue, not one of the clubs or anything.
Well, I don't think that he's thinking it's impossible, like the logistics. He's thinking it's impossible because of the repercussions.
Yeah.
You know.
But, you know, we have relationships outside of business.
I know.
You know, so, and if we're not using any sort of social media from any of our programs, so it's not linked.
Yeah.
You know, I think it would be fine.
It really is a classic tale of West Side Story, but radio war politics.
Yeah. Like, oh, my gosh.
You know, and it has really nothing to do with either or any, all three of us. But unfortunately, we're kind of just like caught in the wind of, yeah, all the S that's going around.
So. I know. It's unfortunate. It is unfortunate. But I don't know. I thought that could be fun and maybe we could put that together at some point down the line.
Yeah, I would definitely be down for that as well. But what a fantastic performance. And I also want to give a shout out to, they're certainly not listening, but to the people that we shared a table with.
Oh, they were great.
Best nabes ever.
Best table mates.
They didn't cough. They didn't have side chat. Mm-hmm. They didn't have annoying laughs. Mm-hmm. They were friendly and affable before the show. And
but not too friendly.
Not too friendly.
Not chatting your ear off.
No, like definitely knew like when to start, when to stop. And they were friendly after the show. And we were kind of like, they knew about comedy. It's not like they, you know, is there like the chick wasn't like Louis PK. Like she knew her ass and was like, yeah, we saw Bobby Kelly. And I'm like, I like this chick and I like this guy too. And they're a cute married couple.
Yeah.
I almost like did my thing where I'm like, well, let's exchange information. Like I kind of start doing, I almost started going into that, but then I was like, I have enough friends, I think, maybe.
Yeah, I can't do any more friends. I'm good. I have no friends, but I still can't do any more.
You have friends.
I have a very small, yeah, a small circle.
Oh, yeah. I think you have a big circle.
There's peripheral.
Okay.
But there's a small, and then there's some that are second tier that maybe you'll see at an event or something. Or
there's different layers and orbits.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get you.
So Louis C.K. is still canceled. And I was asking a friend of mine who I work with. She's kind of a comedy fan. She's cool. She's on the woke side, but she's pretty normal. I think she would be really bad if she tweeted, but she's pretty normal in person. And
very
you can
normal.
Talk to
very
her.
Understanding. I know who this person you're talking about. And we certainly don't agree on much, but she is definitely the person to, she's one of those people that publicly will be like X, Y, and Z, but then I'm like, well, you know, kind of like this. She's like, I get it.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
she
right,
gets
right.
it.
Yeah, she does. She does, which is good. But I had asked her, you know, are you going by any chance? Cause I know she likes comedy. Are you going to see Louis C.K.? And she says, no. I, you know, and this is her talking now. I just don't like that people are able to apologize and then get on with their life, which that statement blew my mind because what do you want to have happen?
Well, it depends on the crime, right? Like
sure.
if the guy in Atlanta that like murdered eight people is like, hey, I'm sorry.
Listen, he gave a heartfelt apology.
He said sorry. Let him go.
Yeah, he's
obviously
good.
Not that, but something like Louis C.K. where there was no criminal lawsuit involved. It was just kind of like a misstep, I guess, even though it wasn't. But whatever, you get it. It wasn't like anybody was suing him. It was just like he was getting called out.
He was getting called out, and it was. And I think he apologized. He said it was inappropriate. He understands, you know, what the issue was. He did go away for a while. But at what point is he able to come back? If he's not being charged with any crime, you know.
He wasn't even civilly sued, like
no,
for emotional damages or something.
No.
He was just getting called out.
He was just getting called out. I think everybody's kind of over it. He didn't really talk about it this time in his new set. He kind of alluded to it
maybe once or
twice. Once, and I'm done with it too. I just felt like it was to hear that person say that, and I think she represents a good chunk of people out there who we can't forgive. Each other. We've forgotten how to forgive each other for missteps. And this is now starting. You used to just kind of eat people on one side of the spectrum. Mm-hmm. Now it's starting to eat. They're eating each other.
Yeah.
Alexi McCammond, she was a reporter for Axios, a White House reporter. She was dating TJ Ducklow, who was an advisor in the Biden campaign. little bit of a conflict of interest there. If you're dating one of the advisors and you're covering the White House, not a great look. They got called out because a Daily Beast reporter was going to report their relationship. TJ Ducklow went and attacked verbally the Daily Beast reporter, who's a woman. He initially got suspended. Then the heat Twitter became too much. He had to resign from the White House. He's gone. Alexi McCammon got a new job at Vogue, Teen Vogue. She's an editor-in-chief of Teen Vogue, which is a communist rag, essentially.
Is editor-in-chief, is that the highest
position? Yeah. Yeah, you have the direction of
like
the
CEO.
You're captain of the ship of that publication. She had some tweets. She's a black woman, by the way. Alexi is.
What about her ex?
Or? White. Okay. A white. Yeah, he's a white.
Okay.
And or it's not his ex. She's still dating him, I think. Oh. She took the job. Somebody went through her Twitter, and they found some tweets from when she was 19. And there was kind of some anti-Asian tweets, which obviously now anti-Asians in the spotlight now. Mm-hmm. I've also seen some tweets from, what's her name, lady from the New York Times. There's been some other mainstream reporters that say that Asians are white. They have white privilege. They're white adjacent. Just a few weeks ago, then this thing happened. Now they're a protected class now.
Right.
It's bonkers. Nobody can keep up with this stuff.
Yeah.
So they found these tweets of hers. She's gone. Alexi McCammon's gone from Teen Vogue. One of the employees at Teen Vogue who supported her being taken off, fired, they went through her Twitter, and guess what?
Oh, no, anti-Asian?
There's some bad tweets in there from her. So she's screwed now. She'll be fired. She'll have to resign.
Uh-huh.
And this is happening all over the place. These people cannot live by their own rules. And I don't want people to be fired for missteps. However, these people created this world, so
now you
sorry,
to,
bitch. I mean, you're gone.
Made this bed, and I have to lay in
now
it.
Now you have to lay in it.
Yeah,
and I really feel like we should, especially when you're if you're below 26, you should be forgiven for just about anything that you said because yeah. You're an animal.
What were the anti-Asian tweets that Chick One wrote?
I can't.
Was she trying to make a joke, or was she like not? Was she trying to be? I'm just curious.
It's
nothing
hard.
Matters.
It's hard. It's hard to tell because you don't have tone in tweets.
Yeah,
and a lot of times they're not reporting what the tweets are. There's outlets that say she has anti-Asian tweets, but won't publish them.
Well, that's unfair.
So you have to take their word for it,
right?
That they're bad.
Which you shouldn't. Yeah.
Which you should not. Yeah. No. I think it wasn't. Something about I can't even remember. I don't know, but it wasn't. I mean, I can't be offended by anything, so I really wasn't shocked or anything. I was just like, oh, okay. Well, that's just a stupid tweet,
right?
You know, so it didn't offend me or anything. But I wonder if you know Asians were not in the spotlight because of that shooting in Atlanta, what would have been the outcome if she would have maybe survived it? But since that happened, if she was just gone.
Have you seen, and this is a popular thing to do, when there's a tragedy on Facebook, I see especially on the profile pic, it'll say like, stop Asian hate.
Yes.
Or I remember it was a big thing during, do you remember the big French shooting? Not the Ariana
Charlie Grant. Hebdo.
No.
Not Charlie Hebdo.
It was like theater. It was at a theater.
Okay.
It was like around November, December of like 2015.
Eagles of Death Metals were playing.
It was like 150 people died.
Yes,
like it was crazy.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, we stand in solidarity with France. Same thing with the Pulse nightclub, you know. What I think of, the first thing when I see that is like, at some point, you're going to take that down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's going to be like, you're going to have a picture of you at Disney that you want to put up instead of Stop Asian Hate.
Yeah,
and at some point, you're going to be like, enough with the Stop Asian Hate.
Right.
Here's me at Disneyland
or
Disney World. You know what I mean? And to me, that moment is funny because something so tragic happened and you're like, we stand in solidarity. People were murdered in cold blood. But here's me at Six Flags that I really want to put. This is my new boyfriend, and I want you to see him.
I got a new doggy. Look at him.
I got a puppy.
Yeah.
You know? So to me, that is funny because at some point, you think that your meaningless life is more important than, like, a supposed hate crime, or you know what I mean? Or like a tragedy, certainly a tragedy.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And well, that just goes back to all this is virtue signaling, mostly trying to look like a good person.
That's funny, where you have a moment of reckoning where you're like, enough.
Right.
Enough with the stopping.
You're right. Same thing with when remember everybody's square, they had the black square and people set their profile picture that over the summer. When
was it
BLM,
a profile or was it just a post?
It was a
post.
Some people set it as as their, you know, default picture. Some people still have them, to their credit, really hanging on to it.
Listen, I respect that.
That's impressive. I saw a story about a law student who decided to give up her seat in school for a black lady. And I go, great. Like, if you are a true believer, at least you're doing the work. It's not like, well, you should do it.
Right, but
I'm good and I'm noble and I don't need to do these things, but you do. She said, you know what, I'm privileged and I'm going to give up. And I go, okay, well, at least you're walking the walk. I could probably find it fairly quickly. Let's see.
Because that's impressive, because most people don't do that. Is super righteous.
Oh, it's a white dean of the law school cancels herself for saying that she's a slaveholder during a faculty meeting. So sorry, it wasn't a student. It was actually a professor who stepped aside.
Because she said something, though. Not because she's white, but because she said something inappropriate.
No, I think it's because she referred to herself as a slaveholder. I don't know what that means.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But maybe I'm assuming the past of her, maybe her family or something. Okay. So she decided to cancel herself.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that.
But that's great. I mean, you know, obviously you're a moron, but also, hey, if you...
Not a hypocrite. Really,
not a hypocrite.
I can appreciate not a hypocrite. If Me you're too. A moron, that's fine. But as long as you are, you're consistent, then I have no problem with that.
And I wonder what this person is going to do now. Should she even have a job then? If
no,
she
she's
is
canceled.
It?
She's a white devil.
Can she work at KFC?
She's a white devil.
Can she work at Target? Is she allowed?
No.
She shouldn't have a job.
No.
Should she just go bury herself in a ditch?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's what I'm saying. And this goes back to the person I was talking about, apologizing and being able to just come back. Well, what do we do?
There's no road to redemption.
No road to redemption, which is a big... We've just forgotten how to forgive each other.
And of course, it depends on the crime, like I mentioned earlier. But again, like if someone does something and it was like a misunderstanding, there was a gray area, I shouldn't have... like Louis C.K. shouldn't have requested that, you know, he masturbate in front of these women. He gets it. Okay, he said he's sorry. Now what do you do? You took away his livelihood. You canceled his show. He wasn't able to perform. He wasn't able to provide for his family for a couple years. He had to go into hiding. He made a joke yesterday about, like, you know, everybody on planet Earth having to live like he had to live in
the
quarantine.
Past few years.
He's like, now you know how I feel over the last few years, having to hide away from everybody, cover your face, don't look at anybody, stay in your home, all that sort of stuff. But he's right. It's like, at what point can the man just live his life again? He said he's sorry. He didn't do anything wrong. He made an odd request, but he didn't force anybody to do anything. He didn't force women to touch him or... You know, it just seems like, unfortunately, he was caught with all the hype of the Me Too movement. So when people say in the same breath, well, you know, Bill Cosby, Harvey Weinstein, Louis C.K., I'm like, what? You can't, you're lumping all these people together.
There's degrees.
They're on opposite sides of the spectrum. I mean, Bill Cosby was a sexual predator that was raping, drugging, and raping women. Louis C.K. just wanted to touch himself in front of somebody else and asked. And that person said yes.
And I get the, you know, well, he had power over them. Okay. And that's probably, there is probably something to that. However, how do you say that that's what it was. In fact, that's what it was. They were afraid to say no every time.
Here's the problem with that. Women are often attracted to men that have power and status.
It's true. Yeah.
So are we saying that you have to be on equal playing fields? Because that seems unfair. Like, you can only date within your class someone who has the same sort of clout as you. So, I mean, part of the whole reason of being, for example, a pop star, a celebrity, as a guy, as a super athlete, whatever, is that you're going to get hot chicks. You're going to buy the nice car. You're going to buy the nice clothes. You're going to be able to smash hot chicks. And that comes along, not because you're raping them, but because women are attracted to people who are famous, have clout, status, power, money, et cetera, influence. So it's kind of odd that it's like he used his power, like to abuse them. But in many cases, in most cases, women are attracted to men who have influence and power. So it's really like a bizarre sort of argument.
Well, it's you know, for lack of a better term, having your cake and eating it too. I don't know what that refers to really, but it's being able to have it both ways that, you know, yes, you're right. And that was kind of like Trump's thing too, the grab him by the pee thing. Yes, it was rude. I totally understand that. However, he's saying they let you do it because he's a billionaire. They let you do it. Right, right, right. And that always gets left out. And it's so frustrating. Yes. And, you know, my friends, I've talked to them about it. Oh, well, that's, I don't talk like that. Yeah, you do. I've heard some of you guys say terrible things. It's in private. It's in context. You know, it's not nice. It's rude. And we certainly would not talk that way in front of a lady. Oh, are you okay? Uh-oh, got a coughing fit there. She's choking. She's choking. You're being punished by God right now. There you go. Get it out. That's all right. I'm going to leave that in.
Oh, sorry.
So people know it's okay.
It's a real deal.
Yeah.
It like went down the wrong pipe, but right. I like wasn't drinking anything.
Yeah, that happens.
I think it was like just like spit in my mouth and then it like flung back.
That happens to me sometimes.
My pipes.
And I'm really afraid because that's like what old people do. They like asphyxiate themselves and just start coughing. I'd
say that.
And I'm going to be like that when I'm old I make it there.
But hey, your knee brace is off, so.
Knee brace is off. I'm feeling good. Well, I took some time off because I just had too much to do last week. So
yeah. Also you were injured because you've been training really hard.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of like calisthenics.
I do.
You do CrossFit regularly.
Well, no. CrossFit's stupid.
Can I please? I remember I told you I had a rant about something.
Yes, please.
It's about CrossFit.
Okay.
Is it just me?
Uh-huh.
Or is every person that does CrossFit that you know, we're not talking about the super athletes that do the CrossFit games, you know, best athletes on the planet. Everyone that does CrossFit that you know is wildly out of shape. Like, think about who does CrossFit. They do not look like they do any sort of fitness whatsoever.
Hmm.
Which is funny to me because it's one of the most rigorous forms of exercise that you can do.
Yeah.
The like HIIT training with the lifting, it's like, okay, for an hour we're gonna go flip tires, then we're gonna do some jerking cleans and bend and snap, and then we're gonna see how many I can do the overhead press, like, and it's all about PRs and strength and doing all these like crazy things. Yet every single person I know that does CrossFit looks like they've never seen a dumbbell in their life.
That I would say there's some of that. Some of my friends that I know that do it are really in shape. So it must be just your group, but there are some that, yeah, they just, I don't know, maybe they're just getting started.
No, they're not.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's kind of like a Planet Fitness deal where they all go for pizza right after like a class or something, but every person that I've met looks like they've never done fitness before in their life.
Well, there's I've seen the bumper sticker before, but it's Dumbbells for Donuts or something. I've seen the sticker on people's car where they work out so they can eat donuts.
We'll run for wine, like that
type of stuff. BS. Yeah, casual fitness.
Casual fitness. But CrossFit isn't casual. It's not like yoga. It is pretty crazy.
No, it's casual now. It's very casual. It's just something people do. It's like going.
But I mean, like it's rigorous, is what I'm saying. It's not like, oh, let's just go for like a little fast paced walk. Like a CrossFit class is very intense. But to me, I think that maybe people are training like more for strength, which was brought to my attention. But anybody that does fitness, even if they're trying to get PRs and stuff like that, at the end of the day, they also want to look fit. Like, I don't just, unless you're like a strong man or something like that, where you don't care and you have one goal in mind. But for everybody else, I feel like you do fitness because you have goals or whatever, but you also want to like look like you go to a gym. And I feel like everybody that I know that does CrossFit in my orbit is just, they don't look fit. I was like, are you eating cheesecake after every practice? I think maybe that's what it is. Maybe there's too much emphasis on training and they don't know anything about like how to diet properly.
Listen, it is a social club. They're a bad week from just killing themselves. And I think it's a place that they can go to stuff those dark thoughts down and put weights on top of them. And they're not really doing it because they want to be super fit. They're just trying not to kill themselves.
Okay, that's fair. I also think, and the name is kind of ironic, but being cross fit. I really think that it's replaced church for many people.
Sure, no doubt. You know? Oh, people are feeling, there's a part of your brain that is that religious center. And if you don't use, if you don't fill it with God, you fill it with other things.
CrossFit
is an example of one of those.
Yeah.
Identity politics is another example of that. Original sin of the color of your skin, et cetera, et cetera. So you always find something to replace that spot in your brain with just because it can't be empty.
You have to build, it's a sense of belonging, I think is what
it is. It's a sense of community. Yeah, so you have CrossFit. You have the protesting, whatever. You're with a group of people in your community.
Radio?
We don't have anything.
What?
We have nothing.
Is that why we're so unhappy?
I'm not really unhappy. I mean, I am, but I like being unhappy, so it's okay.
Can we unpack that for a second?
I'm being semi-facetious. I'm having a good time. I'm just you know, broke. That's
but you have Biden bucks.
Yeah, that's not going to last.
You're I mean, I'm 1400 isn't going to last you forever.
They'll be gone next weekend. I'll go get stone crab again. I have stone crab right now. That's what I have to fill that void in my life. Stone crab.
You do like you spend like you have money. I've noticed that. Like if you have a little bit of extra money, it's not like let me put this away. It's like let's get some Buffalo Trace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's stock up.
I'm very generous too.
You are very generous.
I'm buying, you know, I'll fit the bill. I'll hook my friends up, you know.
Do you feel because like they do things for you often?
No, just because I'm a nice dude and I want to share and be friendly to my friends.
It does make it is, there is a warm sense of like when someone is being generous around you, like you obviously feel closer to them or you want to do nice things for them or
definitely, definitely. I want to reciprocate those feelings because I also don't want to have it thrown in my face either that, oh, I did this for you. And I could be like, well, I got you back. So it is, it isn't always out of,
it's not pure, altruism.
Pure. Yeah. My pure love for them. It's so you don't throw it in my face later. You're not
there's
able
no
to
such
do
thing
that.
As pure altruism at all, but nevertheless, we can still appreciate and acknowledge cooperation when we see it. Because there are some people that they're selfish. I mean, you're selfish. They're selfish, but they don't want to pay for anything or they want everything to be split very evenly. And it's very, you know, tit for tat sort of thing where you're like, I got this. It's cool.
I'll take care of it. Yeah. 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 That almost ended a friendship of mine that when he rounded to the nearest penny of how much I owed, I almost threw him out the window.
Rounding. That's just the exact amount.
That's just the exact amount. Yeah, 32 cents. You owe me 45.32. I was like, screw you. That's insane. But yeah, we worked through that, so it's okay. Any parting thoughts?
No, I have no thoughts.
No thoughts whatsoever. Well, I'll tell you, you can follow me on Twitter at @home_made_man. Same thing with Anna. She's on there, Anna Hummel Radio.
Mm-hmm. And same thing on Instagram. And thank you to the person that donated $100 to you.
Yeah, I gave him a shout out last week, PP Steve.
Thank you. PP?
PP Steve.
PP Steve, thank yes. you.
And you can do that if you're interested, hmbradio.com/donate. And I'll tell you what I will do, even if you want to give it to Anna, I'll Venmo her.
Oh, wow.
I'll take 10%
okay,
because I'm a
fair.
Nice guy.
Take the VIG off the
but
top.
But I'll send the rest to Anna. You have my word. So that's cool. And you can get a hold of the show if you want. Leave a message, 813-693-2124. All right, let's get out of here then. This has been the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio here on Radio St. Pete and Sunshine, 96.7 FM. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening over there, stay tuned. Frank Rivers Jazz Show is up next, followed by the Indie Circuit. If you're listening on podcast, thank you very much. Please do subscribe to that. HMB Radio, wherever you get your podcasts. My name is Will Koontz. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.